Hi, my name's Julia, and I'm talking to Nathan about his wedding experience. Nathan, tell me, how was your wedding day?
My wedding day was, I guess, mixed. I think the build-up to my
Mixed.
wedding was quite funny. I didn't feel in control of my wedding, so we went to several different, I don't know what to call them, wedding shops or wedding planning companies, and they asked us how much money we could spend first, and the first thing that comes out is, how much money do you think you're going to spend on your wedding? And I felt that was kind of like a real personal, kind of an embarrassing question as well, because we didn't really
Because you're
have
British.
much money to. Well, yeah, because I'm British, maybe.
Can I ask you how much did you spend on your wedding?
Ooh, it was, I guess, about in pounds, it would have come out at, I guess, about
So
£15,000
I've
in
heard
the
that's
end.
the average, I think, for a
Yeah.
wedding. I don't know, but
So I wasn't doing my wedding in England. I was doing it overseas, and there was a few things I had to get used to. And one of those things was the wedding company that we chose offered us some different priests to do the ceremony for us, but they're not real
like a priest
priests.
menu.
Yeah, it's like a priest menu, and you've got these like different guys who are playing the role of the priest for the wedding. So I happen to know all of the guys in this menu, and they said to me, "Ah, so this guy's really, really popular. Barry Priest is like the most popular priest. We really recommend him." And I was looking at the picture, thinking, "I know Barry Priest, and last night I went drinking with Barry Priest, and he didn't look like a very good priest
So
last
you got
night."
married by your drinking buddy.
But we didn't in the end. We avoided that. But yeah, all these different choices on a menu. I felt like a McDonald's menu rather than like it was like, do you want a large priest or a small priest, or like do you
Priest to
want
go.
extra large candles or like small candles in your wedding ceremony lunch and different things. So it was kind of yeah, it was kind of McDonaldized kind of wedding where you had to choose this option or this option, and it didn't feel very personal to me at the beginning.
Was
So it
it
was a bit.
romantic? Do you think it was romantic in the end?
Is a wedding supposed to be romantic, or is it
Well,
supposed to be
I'm
a
a
big
woman. I think it's
party?
supposed to be romantic.
Yeah, maybe I let my
Well,
wife down a bit.
ceremonial. Maybe ceremonial. Was it ceremonial?
Very, very.
What did you wear? Did you wear some special clothes?
Like a morning suit, you know, like in England, you have a
Like
grey
top
morning
and tails
suit,
or
top
something?
and tails. But we. Mine was black. And I felt
Okay,
like
that's cool.
I was like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, going in with like this black suit and long black tails.
Did you
And
wear shades?
if I could have
It
got away
sounds
with
really
it,
cool.
I
And
would have.
what was your wife wearing? Was she in black as well?
She did two different dresses,
Oh, nice.
and so she had this white wedding dress for the fake church ceremony, and then afterwards during the lunch, she got changed into a dress, and it was made from an old Japanese kimono.
Oh, like silk
Yeah, so
and
it's all made of
silk.
silk, and it was
Oh,
bright
wow.
pink with peacocks and flowers and
Sounds
things. And she'd
gorgeous.
taken it to a shop, and they'd converted it for her.
That sounds beautiful.
And
And
it
does she
was,
still have that then? Does she
yep,
keep that? Does she still
yeah.
wear it?
Does she still wear it? If she had an occasion, there's never going to be an occasion where you can wear that dress. But it's a pretty amazing dress to look
So I
at,
guess it's
yeah.
about the memory then. It's certainly a memorable occasion.
Yeah, well, we've got videos, we've got albums, we've got all sorts of stuff.